The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this festival of the presentation of our Lord in the temple, St. Luke chapter 2, verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. You might think that a dictionary definition would be a very dull place to begin a sermon for this festival of the presentation of our Lord. But there is one which can help focus our thoughts this morning, and the definition is this: patience, the calm abiding of the issue of time, issue in the old sense of outcome or result, the quality of expecting long without rage or discontent. Patience, the calm abiding of the issue of time, the quality of expecting long without rage or discontent. The aged Simeon, who took the 40-day-old Christ child in his arms, was a patient man. St. Luke describes him in terms which place him among the people who were known as the quiet in the land. The quiet in the land. Like their fellow countrymen, they were waiting for God to deliver his ancient people Israel from their oppressors. But unlike so many of their fellow countrymen, they had no dreams of God's purpose being realized through violence and the sword. Instead, they held to a life of prayer and quiet watchfulness until God should fulfill his purpose in his time and in his way. Their lives were, in fact, a living embodiment of patience, the calm abiding of the issue of time, the quality of expecting long without rage or discontent. The aged Simeon had waited long, and now, standing in the temple at Jerusalem, holding in his arms the infant Lord Jesus, Simeon declares, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Simeon saw what others didn't see, what so many still cannot see, that this child is salvation, salvation because he is God come to save, because he is, as St. John calls him, the Word of God, God expressing who he is, God revealing his heart to us. The aged Simeon was a patient man, because he knew the patient God, whose mercy is everlasting, whose promises are sure, the Lord with whom one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. God, as we know him in his Son Jesus, is the patient God. And if we're growing in likeness to him, then we're growing in patience. Patience with others. Patience with life's so often frustrating circumstances. And yes, patience with ourselves. As someone has said, it's part of the Christian life to get used to being a rather unsatisfactory self. It's all never really going to come right in time. It's part of the Christian life to get used to being a rather unsatisfactory self. It's all never really going to come right in time. Now, that's not an invitation to complacency about our sin. Still less is it an invitation to complacency about the terrible evils in this fallen world and the plight of those who suffer so terribly because of this evil. But this is an invitation to the realistic and sober recognition that it's all never really going to come right in time. It is, in fact, an invitation to patience, the calm abiding of the issue of time, the quality of expecting long without rage or discontent. William James was one of the many interesting people in 19th century America. His brother Henry James was a novelist. William was a philosopher and one of the first people to become involved in psychology. He was not a Christian. A friend once asked him if he believed in personal immortality. James replied, "Never strongly, but more strongly as I grow older. Never strongly, but more strongly as I grow older." His friend then asked him, "Why is that?" And James replied, "Because I'm only now getting ready to live. Because I'm only now getting ready to live." It seems that when we're young, we tend to think that we have all the answers. Let me assure you that I certainly did. But as the years go by, we become more and more aware of our ignorance, of just how mysterious life in fact is, what a puzzle we are even to ourselves, how we only see, as St. Paul says, through a glass darkly. And how all this living we've done, while wonderful and precious and sometimes painful, is but a preparation for something more. William James argued that life makes no sense on the basis of any other assumption. As Christians, we share James's assumption, but with us, it's not merely an assumption, it is a certainty, because Christ is risen. It seems that so much of our impatience with life is rooted in the not always conscious but nagging awareness of the shortness and uncertainty of life. So much sinning is rooted in the nagging awareness of our mortality. So get what you can while the getting's good and never mind about anybody else. The fact of the matter is that not only does sin lead to death, it destroys us in all kinds of ways. The awareness of death fosters the basic selfishness that is sin. We hear about this in the epistle that's read on this festival, which tells us that God became man so that through death he might deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage to sin, including ungodly impatience with others, with life, with ourselves. The point is that the more deeply we know the Lord Jesus who overcame death, that absolute limit of all our hopes and dreams, the more we'll be able to live in patience. The calm abiding of the issue of time, the quality of expecting long, without rage or discontent, because we know what, or better, who it is, we finally expect the Lord Jesus, whom Simeon declared to be salvation, light, and glory. Among Eastern Orthodox Christians, the Russian and Greek Church, this festival of the presentation of Christ in the temple is called the Meeting of the Lord. The Meeting of the Lord. Meeting in the sense of the meeting of the long-promised Savior with his ancient people Israel, represented by the aged Simeon and Anna. Having met his Savior in the temple at Jerusalem, Simeon declares his readiness to depart this life. Here, in Christ's temple today, we, like Simeon, meet the Savior. With eyes of faith, we see him, and we receive him hidden in the hallowed bread and cup. And having, like Simeon, received him, we are then ready and well prepared to meet him when he comes to take us to the heavenly Jerusalem, which has no need of sun or moon to shine upon it, For the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb once slain for us, now risen and glorified. In the words of an old hymn we pray, to that brightest of all meetings, bring us Jesus Christ at last. To thy cross through death and judgment, holding fast. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.